Welcome to episode 1 of Faith and Me. Assalamu alaikum, I'm your host Haifa, and today we will discuss Adhkar al-Sabahi wal-Masa. What is it and why is it so amazing? Today we're unboxing peace of mind, barakah, protection throughout your day, and unparalleled rewards in the akhirah. Yes, our Prophet ﷺ has taught us a set of du'as and remembrances which if we can make a habit of reciting daily, it can guarantee you all that. And it is a du'a, if you say it with firm faith and happen to die the same day, you are promised Jannah. And the same if you recite it in the evening. There is protection from all sorts of evil and harm. It's like a shield against devils, evil eye and black magic. So no need to be paranoid about jinns attacking you if you've done your adhkar right. Yeah? You know, we often see ladies with rolled eyes, worried. Worrying about her mother-in-law or some jealous auntie doing magic against her or her family. Instead of wasting your time and energy there in that dark place, invest in the protection, the shield, and then just take it off your mind. So it's basically morning and evening adhkar. We can recite them in the morning, preferably after Fajr, the time of sunrise, and after Asr, before the sun sets and the night comes in. Also, if you think about it, sunrise and sunset, these are some of the most spectacular sights we have been blessed with, literally every day. Simply watching the play of colors and the daylight fading in or out, the transition coupled up with the birds chirping and filling the skies, subhanallah, our hearts naturally remember Allah. After having my second child, I used to walk every morning to a nearby water pond. Now, it was a low-lying land, you know, that flooded after rains. So I used to go there to say my adhkar while watching the sunrise. It was breathtaking. Somehow, it felt like a concert, nature's concert. The sounds, colors, and the lighting, simply incredible. Starting my morning this way really helped me calm my postpartum depression, cleared my head from negative thoughts, and helped me find that connection with Allah again. Because remember, we're not doing our salah at that stage. But sadly, the municipality came in a few months later and drained out all the water. So the point is, these moments are special. It's in the Quran. Allah says in Surah Sad, "We made the mountains join him in tasbih at sunset and sunrise, and the birds too, in flocks, all were turning only unto him." The entire universe is glorifying Allah, imagine. And when we join them, we fall in sync with its rhythm of tasbih. This is something every one of us can experience with goosebumps, if you may, if we remember Allah with our heart through these adhkar. So one of the du'as in the morning evening adhkar is the Sayyid al-Istighfar, which means the chief of the du'as for forgiveness. Now just take that for instance. It goes like this. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. You created me and I'm your slave. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika ma istata'at. And I abide to your covenant and promise as best as I can. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. I take refuge in you from the evil of what I've committed. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika 'alayya. I acknowledge your favor upon me. Wa abu'u bi dhanbi. And I acknowledge my sin. Faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sins except you. How beautiful. How beautiful is this dua. The beauty of a relationship with Allah. Here I'm confessing to my Rabb that I'm weak. I'm slipping. But I'm trying, my Lord. I'm trying. I only worship you. And you have blessed me with so much. Yet I sin. I know. Please forgive me. For who do I have but you? Such a heart softener. This dua, humbling and strengthening at the same time. It reminds us how Allah sees our struggle and how His mercy is our hope, only hope. And again, after making such a sincere confession, you're definitely going to be more cautious about your actions that day, aren't you? So that's the same dua which I mentioned earlier, that if you recite with firm faith in the morning and die before evening, you enter Jannah. Or recite at night and die before morning. Some even call it the ticket to Jannah. How cool is that? Moving on to the other benefits of morning, evening, adhkar, the day or night perspective. So I was venting out to one of my friends once. I was frustrated for some reason. And she told me, inna karinal inna, which means live life by the day in my language. Now the morning, evening adhkar literally reminds you of that. To live life by the day. Our Prophet taught us to be in this world as if you were a stranger or a passing traveler. So if you survive till the evening, do not expect to live till the morning. And if you survive till the morning, do not expect to live till the evening. Now these adhkar reinforces this perspective in us. When we recite the morning adhkar, we say asbahna, which means we have reached the morning. And we go on to glorify Allah and ask Him for what is khair in this day and protect from what is shur in this day. Do you see that? And in the evening we say, Amsayna, we have reached the evening. Subhanallah. The effect this can have on the anxiety issues almost all of us struggle with these days is beyond words. There is no evening, girl. There is no evening. Why are you sitting and pulling your hair about things which might or might not happen and say, what, 3 months from now? I remember in December 2019, I used to argue with my husband about someone who might visit us during spring break. The last time they came, boy, we had a lot of trouble. So 3 months I spent worrying and obsessing with it. And enter March 2020, the whole world went into lockdown. Virus out, airport shut, and whatnot. All that worrying I did was a waste of my own time and energy. Now, the good news is, you don't have to wait for a pandemic to teach you that, do you? You only need to mindfully say your morning and evening adhkar to know that. If at all you live to the end of this day, it is Allah alone you need. And His help to do the right actions today to make your next life superb. Basically, you remember death often. Now, let's look at the best times to do this adhkar. It's right after Fajr in the morning and after Asr in the evening. But no worries, if you're not able to do or miss it, you just need to recite it whenever you can throughout the day or night. These times are very special. Because, Fajr and Asr, they're called Al-Bardan, which means two coolers or cool salah. And whoever prays it is promised Jannah. Now, the people of Jannah, may Allah make us among them, will be able to see Allah. Yes, see Allah in Jannah after Fajr and Asr. May Allah bless us with it. Also, the angels come in two shifts on earth. And Fajr and Asr are the times both shifts gonna come together. So it's a blessed time. You can sort of look at these hours like a time warp for you to indulge in ibadah and earn a lot more rewards than you would in any other hour, you know? Besides all these amazing benefits, these adhkar are so easy to fit into our daily routine. There have been times when I could hardly finish my 2 rakat of Fajr properly, let alone the sunnah, because my baby would wake up and start crying for me. And the good thing about dhikr is you can do it anywhere, anytime, lying down, sitting, nursing, driving, and there's no need for wudu. So if you're a beginner, you can start by getting that small violet pocketbook called Fortress of a Muslim. Wait, what, it comes in black now? Okay, any edition will do. Or just download the app. So I was 10 years old when I first found this book while on Umrah with my family, obviously. My dad had bought it from the street vendors below our hotel, so the rest of my family were taking a nap after Fajr, and I was on my bed simply flipping through the book. So that particular edition used to have a small part in italics under each dhikr or dua listing its rewards. I don't see that in the new versions. It goes like this, Subhanallah 100 times, and below it was written, reward of freeing 100 slaves, 1,000 good deeds credited, 1,000 sins removed, etc. So my heart started racing. I was like, it's that easy? I excitedly went through the different duas, focusing entirely on the numbers of the rewards. So yes, it was a great start. And then on, this book has been a companion of mine, as it must be many of you as well. So once you get the book, you can say, after Fajr or Asr or whenever convenient, read the adhkar from the book or from the app on your phone along with the translation. In a few weeks or so, you would have memorized most of them, inshallah. And once you've memorized them, I'll tell you a trick to make reciting them out of your head much easier. In my next podcast, inshallah, in the next episode. And that brings us to the end of this episode. So remember, I am not a scholar. This is not a lecture. This is just a peer-to-peer, sister-sister discussion. You can call it what? Nasiha? Yeah. So thanks for listening. I pray that Allah keep you safe, give you ease, bless us with forgiveness, and Jannatul Firdaus. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.